The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me tonight. You know, before we get started, I do have to say, I don't know what's going on, but driving in tonight in particular, and I've seen this recently also, is I'm coming in from the Maple Grove area. I'm taking 94 down to Eden Prairie. And one thing I know about that area is I need to go basically the speed limit, because it's there's some friends waiting for you if you speed, and they're gonna want to have a word with you, maybe ask you for some money and give you tickets. So I'm very particular about that. And most nights, especially coming back after midnight, I see about three cop cars pulling people over and whatnot. So I'm very careful, and I actually set my my cruise control to just the right kind of speed there. Tonight, though, I think I must have accidentally driven onto a racetrack instead of actually driving my normal route to work, because here we are. I'm going over the speed limit. I'm going about 6 miles over the speed limit. I know it's not like I'm going crazy over here. I couldn't keep up with anybody. I don't know what was going on. I looked. It's not the Indy 500. I don't know. I'm still in Minnesota. I'm not on the Autobahn. I don't know what's happening here. But my gosh, I just was like, I can't, no matter how much I tried. I mean, they just were swerving around me. They're going around me. And I don't know. Is this a sign of age? I don't know what's going on here. I don't like it. That's all I know. I don't like it one bit. But you know, I feel like that the time that I do keep up with them, that's when my friends, the local police officers, will pull me over, I'm sure, and we'll have a fantastic conversation about speed. And I'm not looking forward to that, so I'm trying to be very careful over here. So if you all running into that, is that something you're all experiencing as well? Because I am personally, I don't know. It seems like when I, every time I do this, that I'm the one that's the slowest of the pack, and it just bothers me. So I really just needed to get that off my chest. But you know what makes up for it? It's tonight is one question readings, and I love these nights because I love hearing what people have questions about. I love hearing what sort of answers come out and what we find out. And tonight I am very excited because I have a guest on tonight who's going to be doing the reading. They're going to be doing tarot readings that is going to be really cool. We've had them on the show before, but we've never asked them to do any readings. And the last time that they were on, I asked them, would you do one question readings? And they said yes, and I've kind of held them to it. So tonight we have on with us Lily McNamara. And Lily, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. It has just started raining over here, and I think that is very funny considering what we were talking about earlier, having the weather just be persnickety with us. But I mean, I think it's great. I think the heat is finally over, and that makes my very, very pale face so happy.
You know, I mean, pale works on you, first of all, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a China look to it, like, you know, made out of China. I just look like I should, like, be laying in a coffin or something. But, you know, the thing about that, though, is that I normally, every summer, I'm out doing walks, like, big long walks, and I just let the sun give me some color and whatnot. But that did not happen this year. I got out only a couple times, and it shows. It's just like, you know, that's why I have the lights down in here, so it gives me the impression of looking like I'm alive, and that's mm-hmm. you know all there is to it. So first of all, Lily, let's just kind of talk a little bit about you. If you offer readings as well, and for people to get readings from you, is it lilyofthelight.com?
Yes, that okay. is the easiest way to do it. You can schedule right on the homepage. And depending upon how long your issue is or your concerns, or quite frankly, how long you want to talk, it's 15, 30, 60, or 90-minute sessions.
Very nice. Very nice. And I find it amazing for, especially if there's people out there who are just like, I don't know if this is real or not. I just got out of an event this last weekend where, quite frankly, the stuff that mediums that were there were coming up with, it's impossible for them to know. You know, it's impossible. And it is so, I just love it. It just gives me so many chills and stuff. And I'm really hoping that, you know, the purpose why we do these is to help people with, you know, simple questions. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, if you want something to do with mediumship, like, how's grandma doing? Then you go to lilyofthelight.com and you set up a reading with them, and they will help you with that. But tonight it's questions like, you know, am I going to find a new job this year? How's the house hunting going to go? You know, we keep it very simple. And also, before we get into anything, just know too, I don't want to see questions about politics. I don't want to see questions about like medical, because Lily is not a doctor, and we just don't want to go into questions like that. And like I said, mediumship as well. Lily, what else do you have going on right now before we get into any readings? And in the meantime, if anyone has any questions, we're not taking any calls tonight, but we are doing it through Facebook Live. If you are on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on Facebook, AM 950 Radio on Facebook, Things Network on Facebook, put your question into the comments, or AM 950 Radio on Twitter, and Ghost Box Radio on YouTube. What else do you have going on, Lily?
It has just been the beginning of my busy season, actually. August is when things really kick up into high gear. And so for me, in like Lily of the Light world, the Sound Symposium is on October 28th at the Crown Plaza in Plymouth. And that is a pagan event with a sprinkling of spirituality. I absolutely love it. We're going to have entertainment this year with Norse folklore, as well as a fire ritual. That would be the big thing that I'm like working the most on that yep. I'm really excited about.
And this is the second Samhain Symposium, right?
Yes.
And it's because we had you on last year. You were talking about we were trying to help promote the first one, and I still feel bad because we didn't really do a good job helping you with that. But hopefully this year we can help you more, because this stuff is important, and it's really cool. It's really cool to check out. And you know, we've talked about this before, Lily. What I like about your events and any event that you're a part of, but especially the Samhain Symposium, is that you really think about the attendees and how to make it a really fun and also informative event.
Yes, it's all about diversity. There is this quote that actually, like, the event kind of is based off of, and I'm sure I've told you this 100 times by now, but it's for the listeners who have not heard it yet. There is a famous quote that says, a good library has something to offend everybody. And that's the event I want. I want so much diversity that no matter who goes, there's something there that they've never seen. And they're going, oh, and that they feel safe to explore that. Because I mean, if we're being honest, how many people have you met who haven't felt comfortable exploring paranormal because they weren't provided a space for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just to piggyback on that, this last weekend, I had a table at this Maria Shaw event, and I had a number of people, a couple in a row actually, stop by, and they said, we know that there's paranormal teams in the city, but your way of doing it is what we've been looking for. And that's not a disparagement of anybody else, because there's plenty who enjoy the other teams as well. And it's not about us and them anyway. Mm-hmm. But the thing was is that they are just like, this is, we feel like that this is what we connect with.
Yes. And I think with paranormal and spirituality and with your readers and everyone, please remember to bop in your questions as you, as they come up, is that your style matters and who you resonate with matters. And it's like, it's not that anyone is better or worse than the others, but I mean, going to a paranormal event with Greg is, to me, so much more powerful and just like intimate, even in big settings. But that's because that's your style.
Yeah.
And that's something that people resonate with and honor. So like your events, I view as being unique in that way. And I always appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. So, and we're going to have you on again to when we get into September to talk more about the Samhain Symposium, because, you know, we want to really help drive people there, because honestly, there we have an audience for it. People love to explore new things and new concepts. And it's, you know, it's, you know what it's like, Lily. They are looking for something they didn't know existed in their life, but you are providing it through this symposium.
Yes, and it's fabulous. I love that it's all-inclusive. So, like, when you buy your ticket, you get lunch and the Psychic Gallery, everything that every other event charges more for. No, it's all in the low ticket price. Don't worry. And that honestly was for me. I'm like, I want this to be as easy as possible, not just for the attendees, but for me. Because, I mean, it's stressful. Like, who wants more stress? No, this event is meant to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just it, too. I mean, you know, as we're coming up on an event starting Friday, and it's just all, you know, the one thing that I had been talking with Char about, Char had been talking with me about, I'd been talking to other people about, our event that we're doing with Dave Schrader, honestly, is not cheap. You know, it's people are investing their money into what our vision is, and it's the same with you with what your vision is, and they have faith in us that we're going to deliver an incredible time for them, and that's stressful in the sense because they're not saying that to me. I'm not getting phone calls in the middle of the night. It's like, hey, Bakken, this better be good. You know, it's and that would be Dave Schrader doing that, actually. But it's more of we put our own expectations out there, don't we? It's what these events are a reflection of us. This is a reflection of you, and you want people to see us for what we are.
Yes. And I think for both of our flavors of events, we have incredibly high standards that we put on ourselves to serve the community. And I think that also like sets the events apart, that you can tell, like you can tell when you walk into one of our events that it's like, oh, they are here just to serve us and make sure that we're having a good time and that there's space to discover whatever you're meant to discover, whether it's spirits or spirituality or anything, that's just something that you can just tell is a focus.
Absolutely. And so, I'm excited, and I think this year I have to make sure I get out there because I didn't last year. I didn't have the opportunity, and that's my own fault. I really need to see what it is. And you know, it's amazing. There is a lot of conventions over at that Crown Plaza. That seems to be quite the hotbed for conventions. And you know, I've never set. I tell a lie. I did actually go in there back in the early 90s when we were trying to get a Doctor Who convention off the ground, but I haven't been in there since. So, but it seems like that seems to be a very conducive space for a convention.
It's conducive because of the space. Like, it can seem disjointed, but if you have an entire event, it makes a lot of sense. And then also, quite frankly, the staff is used to freaks, geeks, and weirdos. And let's be honest, those are my people.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And so it makes it so much easier than doing it with a hotel staff that it's like, oh, you know, pagans or, oh, paranormal or, oh, it's... They're just like, oh, yeah, come in the wizarding outfit. Bring the staff. It's fine. I love those staffs. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And too, I mean, I don't know if they do this here, but at some conventions that have a longstanding relationship with the conventions and hotels together, like the hotel staff will wear T-shirts or something for the convention. You know, it feels like there's a connectivity that everyone's in this together, I guess.
Yes, the Crowne Plaza in Plymouth, if the organization provides the shirts, they will have the staff wear them all weekend, including like restaurant staff. It is super fun.
That is super fun. You know, folks, Lily is here tonight to do one question readings. Like I said, unfortunately, we can't do them on the phone tonight. But if you have one and you're able to watch our streaming on Facebook, I'd Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken or AM950 Radio or Things Network. Put your question in. There's a couple in there already, and I'm going to want one for myself, to be honest. And I can do that because I'm the host of the show. Why don't we do this, Lily? We're going to take our first break and allows people to put some more questions in. And taking our first break, we're going to get to some one-question readings. We'll talk more about what Lily has going on. There's a lot going on here. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950.
Reach your highest level of consciousness and well-being with MetamorphosisConnections.com. MetamorphosisConnections.com is an online directory of the best holistic and metaphysical practitioners to help you make your most informed choices. You can search MetamorphosisConnections.com for classes, events, wellness and life coaches, plus metaphysical products and shops. You can also search for a wide array of healers from all modalities, including EFT, sound healing, energy healing, light therapy, ancestral healing, shamanic healing, reflexology, past life regressions, hypnotherapy, yoga, and more. And if you're not sure where to start, the search feature on MetamorphosisConnections.com is tailored to help both those who know what they are looking for and those who are just starting. Come explore the possibilities for your higher self by visiting MetamorphosisConnections.com. Their experienced practitioners can guide both beginners and those that are already on their spiritual journey. That's MetamorphosisConnection.com, your link to direct you on your spiritual transformation.
And welcome back to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining me on this fabulous, apparently rainy, Wednesday evening. And we have with us tonight Lily of the Light. You're gonna kill me. That's why I had to pause. I had to look because you have those like moments of brain like loss, and especially since COVID, I've had a lot of that. Don't get angry. Almost called you Lily of the Night. Okay, so just that's something different.
I have a story about that later. Yes,
that's something different. We can't really talk about it on an FCC station, but you know that's just how it works. So yeah, as you could tell, this program is going extraordinarily well tonight. So we do have a question, though.
All right.
Nicole wanted to ask, before we get into it, what's your favorite tarot deck, and what deck are you using tonight?
Okay, so the deck that I'm using tonight is actually the one that I started with, and it's the one I'm most familiar with. And because people will be asking questions on the fly, I wanted to use the one that's like my little baby.
Yep.
So this is the Gilded Tarot by Chiro. And that is the back. And I love Chiro. So years ago, I was at a huge tarot convention in New York City. And I met him. And I fangirled so hard. Like, it was my Justin Timberlake moment. It was my, oh my God, it's you type thing. So it was fabulous. That is the deck that I'm using now. I love all of Chiro's decks. I don't have a favorite because each deck has its own energy and vibe. So the decks that are literally just within arm's reach of me right now is the Chira deck that I'm using. There is the DC deck with superheroes.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have, of course, the Pride Tarot deck, which is a collaboration of different queer artists.
Okay.
And so each card is created by different artists. And this one, the creator actually reached out to me to do to get it and do a review on it. The Millennial Tarot, which is a whole thing. What, it's a mood.
What is on the cover there?
An avocado?
I thought that was an avocado. At first, I wasn't sure if it was an upside down foot. Okay, it's an avocado. Okay, we're on the same page. I haven't gone completely blind yet. That is the best part of all of this. Okay, so with that being said, folks, make sure to please put your questions in because this is great. You know, anytime and Lilia, do you call yourself psychic medium, a medium? What do you call yourself?
So my current title is psychic spiritual advisor.
Got it.
And what I normally do with people, so we do things like this with Greg. I run events and retreats, but most of my clients are honestly on membership. So they see me every month and we help them live their best life. And they have different membership levels to work with, to cater to their needs in the present moment as they grow. And so psychic spiritual advisor is my title. But when I explain, when people are like, well, what kind of gifts do you have? This is what I say. I am a Swiss Army psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the tools in the toolbox except clairaudience. I can't hear anything. And I love it. I think all gifts are beautiful. And so no matter what gifts you have, please honor them. Like, it's not like the movies where it's only clairvoyance that matters. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I have my gift, which I really get at, well, I get at home quite a bit because my dad comes in, is getting the scent. Smells. What is that?
Clairalient. And I love clairalient with mediumship. So mediumship, you know, communicating with people or entities who have passed on. And it's because clairalient is the psychic sense of smell, and it's attached so heavily to memory that, like, it's easy to think and go, what was your dad's aftershave? What was grandma's apple pie? And you can, like, smell it and you know instantly who it is. Like, and we are usually so sensitive to smell that we can tell. It's like, what is that? That is new to the room.
Totally. And before we trust me, we are going to get to the readings. People are just like, and when's this going to start, Greg? But the thing is, I had a reading with a medium I know in Ireland named Nita, and all of a sudden I got cherry tobacco in the room, like the just strong smell. And I told her this, and she's just like, oh, wow. And then it went away. And then she in Ireland's like, oh, my goodness, it's coming through over here. And then it went away over there, and it came back over in my kitchen in Minnesota. I mean, that is beautiful. I mean, to me, that is beautiful. I don't know what that smell necessarily was, because it's not like my dad, like, smoked a cherry pipe or something, cherry tobacco pipe or something, but it was really special. I really loved it.
Yeah.
So let me see. Would you mind if we kick this off by me asking a question, if I may ask for a general reading, please?
Yeah, you just want a general reading. We will see what comes up for you, right? Or do you have, like, a question?
I don't have – well, quite frankly, I do, but I'm not going to put it on the air. So a general one would be just fine. Thank you.
All right. Let's see what lovely Greg has going on underneath the hood.
And the answer is not much. No.
We shuffle the cards and we cut them into three piles in case anyone's wondering what I'm doing. And it's probably getting picked up by the mic also. So, like, if you did it, that's me shuffling cards, people. I swear it's not like a laundry machine in the background.
Not yet.
Oh, girlfriend. Okay. We are starting it off. So we have temperance, which is all about balancing mental and emotional. And so for you, the message that's coming through is getting in your own way. So why are you hesitating to do the things that you like know you are meant to do or supposed? You're procrastinating too much because you're not balancing your mental and emotional. So figure out why you're not balancing your mental and emotional and then make those decisions. You already know. You already know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been quite the year so far. Yeah.
All right. I love this for you. Oh my God. The Six of Wands is all about getting the accolades and attention that you deserve. Everything that you've been working for, now it's going to be showcased and highlighted. And yes. And that's awesome because you have been working really hard the past 15 months and it's all starting to turn. And so I really like that for you. This last one is all about the Ace of Pentacles. For this deck for you is about what do you need to invest in? Finite resources. So finite resources is time, energy, money. So what do you need to invest in? So either your time, energy, or money has to go somewhere. And I want you to think of like the message that's coming through is the next 5 months. So start investing now in something big for 5 months from now.
Okay. That is great. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. We are doing one question readings with Lily McNamara. You can go to lilyofthelight.com to get a full reading. You can schedule a full reading there. You can also, so you say that you could sign up for a subscription as well, right?
You can sign up for membership. So you would have your initial session and then we would discuss what you need and what your commitment level is. Because some people just need one-offs, bless their cotton socks.
Yeah.
And other people are really committed to their well-being and their spiritual journey and their gifts, their psychic gifts. And those are the people that I see every month. My clients are amazing. I unashamedly say that my clients are the best. They are the most loving, compassionate, dedicated people that I've ever met, and they are truly committed to bettering themselves so that they can manifest the life that they want. And they do that through the membership. And not gonna lie, like, it's not about me. I'm a tool in their toolbox. I help. They are so fabulous. Like, when I celebrate all of their wins, like one of my clients just paid off her car and I'm like, yay. I'm so happy for them. Like, I get extremely worked up for their successes because I'm like, you did it. And they're like, you did it. I'm like, no, it wasn't me. I just helped. You're doing it.
That's great. That is really great. And it's nice to get some positivity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. So let's go to another question. Nicole had a question. She needs to move in two months. Should she stay in the state that she currently is in or move out of state?
Okay. All right. So we're going to do this a little bit differently because this is an either or question. So we have stay in state, move out of state. Stay in state, we have the Emperor making decisions, being your best self, knowing what is best for you. We have the Ace of Cups, and it almost looks like you have laser focus if you were to stay, which is awesome. I love that for you. However, if you were to move out of state, we have the Lovers card. And to be clear, Lovers does not mean bow, chicka, wow, wow. It doesn't. No. It can, but usually it doesn't. It means partnering with someone, finding a friend, finding a soulmate type thing. But then the other card is the Nine of Swords, which is all about an anxiety-ridden journey. So in my humble psychic opinion, I'm going for the sure of yourself and laser focus of Minnesota. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying that out of state's going to be super hard and possibly not worth it.
So whatever state she's in, the cards are kind of leaning towards staying in that state.
Yes, stay in the state that you are in. I always say Minnesota is a default. I'm so sorry, listeners. I am born and raised in the Twin Cities, so it happens more than I care to admit.
No. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows? So, absolutely. That's great. And Nicole just says, thank you. That was very helpful. So, that's good.
perfect.
That's good. You're reaching people. That's nice. And you also included porn music in your reading, so that was really nice too. Well done. I'm glad we were able to fit that in tonight. So, yeah.
You gotta add the extras, Greg.
No, you gotta plus this show. It's pretty dire when you're not on, trust me. So, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. And also, because lover's card doesn't necessarily mean lovers, just like death card does not mean you're gonna die.
Correct. Death is all about transformation and change. And, like, while it can mean a physical death, the vast, vast majority of the time it doesn't. I have a hard time with readers who see a card and it's like, this is the one meaning of it. Oh, well, you're kind of a basic bee, aren't you? Like, the world is diverse and my clients are diverse and unique. I don't know about yours, but so no, one card cannot fit all. One meaning cannot fit all. It's a psychic tarot reading.
Right. Absolutely. Char has written, will Lily pull a card in general? Is it better to have a question? I think that's up to Char, right? I mean, whatever she wants to share, right?
Yeah, I can do general or specific question. It makes no difference to me unless someone wants like a specific outcome. Like,
yeah.
If you're asking about love life, don't say general. Like, say, I want something about love life.
Right. You want to hear the music again, basically, if that's what it is. So maybe, Char, let us know what you would like. And in the meantime, we have time for one more before we go back to break. And KC Meditation says, hi, I have a question. Should I go ahead with my building project?
Ooh. Building project. Okay, so yes and no questions are great for dowsing rods and pendulums. We absolutely can do them with tarot cards, but if you're ever at home, you can always use those tools too. So let's see. Should you move forward? Okay, so right now it looks like you're between a rock and a hard place with the building project, and it's creating a lot of frustration. But psychically, what I'm getting is yes, and pause. Right now, Venus is in retrograde, so emotions are running high. Mercury goes into retrograde very soon, and so it's take a pause and then finish and complete and work on it. Don't give yourself an end date or a timeline, because that's what's going to mess you up. Not the project, but you thinking you have to do it in a specific amount of time.
It's interesting for those of us who are really embedded in this culture of energy, of healing, all this stuff. It's almost we do a disservice if we are not checking astrological stuff like when something goes into retrograde or whatever else when we're planning big projects, because otherwise, what's the point of actually saying that this is important to us if we're not actually doing the due diligence, because it's going to help ourselves.
It's very, do you walk the walk or just talk the talk? And while we all take it serious at different levels, we should take it seriously in some way and respect it, you know, these natural cycles that the universe goes through. If we are so sensitive, then we should respect them at the least.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the same. We do the same thing, too, when we're talking about and Char and I just talked about this as our talk at Maria Shaw was that, you know, if you can you worry about energy, like bad energy attaching itself to you or just, you know, how energy works when you're doing paranormal investigations. But the thing is, if you're going to protect yourself when you're going into a paranormal investigation, why wouldn't you protect yourself going into a supermarket? You know what I mean? I mean, why does it only work? Why do we only put on that hat when we are, you know, investigating or we are doing, a Reiki session or something like that? It should be top of mind all the time.
Yeah. Spirits are everywhere. Energy is everywhere. And like houses can be haunted and have a lot of activity.
Yep.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I think it's everywhere. Like, a spirit can be anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't necessarily – I mean, average person, may never know. The spirit may never have any interaction with you because they just want to exist somewhere. Mm-hmm. And your house is it. Trust me, you have someone in your house. I'm joking halfway, but I'm not, because as I've always said, that I believe that spirits are truly everywhere. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah, I don't think you've met my cat yet. I had a cat move in 2 years ago, and it's a cat spirit. It jumps up on my bed, and it's a scraggly little scrapper of a thing. But no, I have a spirit of a cat. I have a pet. It is a spirit.
I love it. I love it. Lily, why don't we do this? Let's take another break here. When we come back, get your questions in. We have one on deck here. We have time for plenty more. Get your questions in. Lily would love to answer them. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we are going to have a conversation with Tom Conwell. He's a ufologist, and the name might sound familiar to some of you if you've been listening to the show. We had talked with Anna Maria Manalo about a few weeks ago, talking about her newest book that she co-wrote with Tom Conwell, The Night Visitants. And we got her side of how she went about writing that book. We talk about that with Tom. We're also going to be talking about his close association with aliens and the messages that he gets. It's going to be a fantastic conversation. Definitely please join us for that Friday. We're going to do either a casual Friday or we're going to pull something from the archive. I am going to be in Wabasha on Friday for our event with Dave Schrader. I don't know if I mentioned that. I mean, if we've only been talking about it for about 6 months, it's finally here. And Monday, I'm not sure if I'm going to be back. I might take that night off as well to kind of get myself acclimated back to civilization. But we'll be back Tuesday with another great week of wonderful, wonderful radio. We have Lily McNamara with us tonight. They're doing one question readings for us. And just put your question into the comments. We have a couple and want to get to them. And, you know, first of all, I just like it, Lily, when you are showing the deck, you're showing us the cards because mm-hmm. they're beautiful cards.
They are. Chiro is amazing. He has many decks. So something you may not know is that readers, we have decks for people, but then we have like a deck for ourselves that we only use on us. So Tarot of Dreams is his deck that I use just on me. And so that's how much I love his artwork, is that the one deck that I use for myself is his too.
I've heard some mediums say that they cannot read themselves. Are you able to do pretty accurate readings for yourself?
So here is the truth about readers, the dirty, dirty truth. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
We are not infallible. We are not perfect.
What?
We have blind spots. I know. I am not perfect. Can you imagine?
I can't, and I refuse to accept this.
I know. And so the thing is that we have blind spots. And with clients, we're connecting with your soul. And so we can read you accurately. With ourselves, we have blind spots. Mine is actually with my love life. I am fairly blind, and I actually had to go and get an astrology reading, got our charts done and compared and stuff today, because I was like, I just don't know. And so I went and I'm like, I just take the wheel. I can't do it. So I actually had to have a reading for myself based on that. But yeah, I do a reading for myself every week. Some readers do it every day, like pull daily cards.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the thing is, I mean, the sad story, and I have a sad story to share because I understand the blind spots. I used to date a psychic medium, and she was very close to her aunt, who was also a psychic medium. Her aunt went into the hospital and was like sick, but she wasn't sure how things were going to go, and she asked for a reading from her niece to do a reading about her health and stuff. And this person came back and with all love intention said that you're going to be fine. You're going to make it out of the hospital. Well, unfortunately, this person passed away. And I just remember this medium being, obviously mm-hmm. so upset and just questioning and just like, how did I not see this? How did I not see this? The idea of a blind spot, you can't know everything, can you? I mean, especially about yourself, you can't, it's like you can't just jump to the end of the book and just find out the answer. That's just not how life works, right?
Right. And the other question is, are you too close to the situation? Is right. your energy muddling the reading? I had a reading last month that was amazing until I discovered that the reader was like projecting her situation onto the reading. And so it was completely inaccurate because it wasn't even about me. And so like you can be too close, your energy can be muddled, and that can definitely alter a reading. So my suggestion is always like, oh yeah, go to your friends. It's super fun. But to do like serious stuff, you could be too close. Get a professional.
Yeah. No, I tend not to go to, and I have some very good friends who do readings and are extraordinarily gifted. But to your point, I always go to people that I don't know as well, might still be friends with, but not like that. Just to be on the safe side. So we have Shar who would like a general reading. And I'd like to ask again, folks, and you're all shy tonight. I see you out there. If anyone has a reading or they'd like a question answered by Lily using the tarot cards, this is a great opportunity to do so. Otherwise, we're just going to find out what her favorite color is. I mean, it's as simple as that. Shar is looking for a general pull, please.
All right.
And you could speak slowly. Just know, like, she is.
And that is, Greg is right. So for those of you who have not seen me on this show before, have not seen me at events, I talk really fast. And the reason is because I get super excited about this. I love it. This is my life's purpose. This is my dream come true. I have an amazing existence.
Yeah.
And so I get really hyped up and talk fast. So yes, people will on a regular basis be like, did someone put a quarter in you? Why the speed? Is it timed? So
do you have to pay more if you talk longer? I mean, just for yourself, Yeah, no, I honestly, I love the energy because, people at 10:51 p.m. are going to bed and you are ensuring that they don't go to bed for quite some time. So, yeah, no, it's good.
It's like holding jumper cables. It's fabulous.
Yep.
Just wakes you up a little.
Hold on, folks. Lily's talking.
Exactly. All right. So I'm actually kind of liking this. I'm loving this balance for Shar. We have the Empress, which is all about feminine energy, intuition, locking into that nurturing side naturally. But then the next card is legit the exact opposite, the Emperor. These two cards are like friends. They hold hands. They're right next to each other in the deck. So you're balancing the assertiveness and the logic and the raw power of the Emperor with the nurturing intuition of the Empress. So it seems like you need to be making more decisions with your intuition but you have to make those decisions and then take actionable steps with the Emperor. So use your intuition first for these like really big practical decisions that you're going to make. And then we have the Seven of Swords. Or not. Wands. Wow. Wands. Those are wands, not swords. That would be
Lily's
a very
final appearance on Ghost Box Radio, right? No, I'm just
oh my gosh. Okay, so Seven of Wands is defending yourself and the decisions that you're making with your Emperor and Empress. And honestly, that can be really difficult for people when they get challenged that they start second guessing. Don't second guess yourself. You know your intuition's on point. You know you're making the right decisions for yourself. As long as they're ethical, I mean, there's nothing to second guess. So if outside forces are making you second guess, that is their problem, not yours. Ever. Like, you do not need to justify the decisions that you're making with your intuition to anyone. Unless it directly involves them. Like,
right.
Deciding what toppings to put on a pizza, then yes, please explain to me why the anchovies had to go on. But other than that, no.
Wow, that's great. You know, thank you to my listeners who, with, you know, 6 minutes left, they start pouring in with the questions. Do you think we can fit at least two more in the next 6 minutes?
Yes.
All right. So, Lynette, who says that you're very spunky and Lynette loves it. And I do too. I joke about it, but I really do too. It's always fun. Lynette would like to know if she can get a general reading, please.
Absolutely. Lynette, a general reading. All right. So we have the King of Swords, which is a very masculine, analytical, and sometimes judgy energy. So with that, the masculine, so usually the men in your life, think of the one who is most in the forefront right now. They need a little bit of patience. They are just not, don't take anything they say seriously. It's their own problem. Like, no, stop taking it personally, sweetie. It's not about you. They need therapy. It's fine. Or a stiff drink, something.
Yeah.
Two of Pentacles, you need a lot more balance in your life, and figuring out where the imbalance is because people are pressuring you to do things to put more balance on one side than the other. So get a little bit more balance in your life. Learn how to say no. I'm so sorry, sweetie. And then we have the Ten of Wands, which means that you're struggling and you're moving forward with a heavy burden. But the thing about this card is that there's all this nature and beauty around you. So I want you just to stop and take care of yourself. And while the burden is heavy and hard, you need to remember that taking care of yourself is actually something that not only can be done, should be done on a regular basis. Thank you, Lynette.
And Lynette says, oh my God, they are spot on. So nice job. So I keep wanting to say something fun and then it goes away. So I'm hilarious tonight. We have about 4 minutes before we're done. Can we try to fit one more in?
Yes.
All right. Nancy asks, I'm looking to make a career change, looking for my purpose. Any ideas which direction I should go?
Ooh, Nancy, that is a really deep question. So we're going to see what preliminary, like, first steps you should take, because life's purpose is like a series of sessions. So let's see what first steps you can take to get you on the right direction so that you can discover this, because I think you need to be aware that is something that you can do. All right. So you are obviously not in the right place. You are not seeing any benefits, prosperity, or abundance. Absolutely true. That's where you're starting. You need a job that actually financially sustains you, which the current one is not doing it. And while it may be enough money, it doesn't feed your soul too. You need something that feeds your soul and your bank. You need to lean more into your intuition with this. What actually feels good to you? Also, what feels natural to you? You keep going, well, maybe if I learn a new skill, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that. Go back to what actually is natural to you. If nurturing is natural, if math is natural, think about what actually happens naturally to you. And finally, fight for it. Fight for it. It's yours. You deserve happiness, but you're going to have to put a lot of effort into it. Don't overthink it. Go for it. Like, get some. You're hungry. You're hungry for it, and go get it, baby. It is yours. Follow your intuition and grab it.
And that seems to be probably the important message there is you have to fight for it. The other stuff can come, but it's just like that's the thing that I think a lot of people, myself included, sometimes can get overwhelmed by, right? It's like, I'm trying, I'm still not making it, but you don't give up, right? That's the point.
Nope. Actionable steps, that's all you need. Actionable steps.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Now, once again, folks, you can, and Nancy follows up by saying that she loves it, loves your energy, and I'm, you know, you don't know she's not talking about me, Lily. All right. We know she's talking about you. So if you want a full reading, if you want to see more about, the Samhain Symposium, which I'm sure it's its own site, but first of all, go to lilyofthelight.com. You can schedule a reading with them there. And, if you do schedule a reading, please let them know that you heard about them through Ghostbox Radio. You don't get anything for it, but, you know, just still let them know.
You get the zazzle. I know that you can handle all the attitude. So that is a huge plus. Like, right. I'm always authentic, but Greg gets the sass. Greg gets the sass.
This is the AM 950's hour of sass is what we like to call it. Often I actually call this amateur AM, and not because of anything other than me running the board here. So, you know, that's just kind of how that works. But we're going to definitely have you on if you want to, so we can talk more about the Samhain Symposium, get people to drive people to the event, because it's going to be it's a lot of love and care that goes into it, and it's certainly something that I think everyone will want. Lily, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun tonight.
So did I. Thank you for inviting me. And of course, anytime, Greg. When Greg calls, I answer, period, because he is just that fabulous. How can you say no? You can't.
No, you can't. Thank you very much. Don't forget, tomorrow we are talking about Aliens with Tom Conwell. Have a great night, everyone.